You're listening to Marketing Secrets with your host, Russell Brunson.
Hey, what's up? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Show. I'm excited to be hanging out with you guys today for so many reasons, but one of them is because we just got back from Funnel Hacking Live. This is our 8th Funnel Hacking Live ever. It just got done in Orlando. We flew home, and now we're kind of, well, we should be resting and recovering, as everybody says, but unfortunately, instead of that, we are planning world domination. We have a 2-day event for all of our new Two Comma Club X coaching clients that's happening here in Boise on Monday and Tuesday. And then the week after, we've got our ClickFunnels 2.0 launch. So it's just, we're in event season. I think we had 8 events over the last, like, you know, in the 6-week window of time, which is crazy. But it's because when you're in momentum, you don't want to stop. And so we are moving forward, having fun. But I wanted to spend a little time today just recapping Funnel Hacking Live. For those who were there, for those who weren't there, just all the things, because it was such an amazing, fun, crazy, cool experience as a whole. And so next couple episodes, I'm going to go day by day, just some of the big highlights, the big ahas, the big things that were amazing. But I wanted to actually start today's episode off with a Facebook post from somebody who was there. And this one makes me happy because this is someone who I met 12 years ago, I think. His name's Alex Navas. And in fact, he posted a picture of me and him back when I was Tubby Russell, who, anyway, didn't know how to dress and anything, wearing my backpack at some event. And he talked about just, you know, coming to Funnel Hacking Live. And what was interesting, what I'm really excited for in this actually, is the fact that I think what he shares, a lot of people think about Funnel Hacking Live, and they see what I do and what we do, and they see the events, and they think that it's this big hype show for ClickFunnels or for me. And the way he phrased this, I thought was really, really powerful. So I'm gonna actually read this Facebook post the best of my ability, because I think that, I'm sure it's how a lot of you guys probably feel, who maybe see it from the outside wondering. And so I want to give you a glimpse for those who haven't experienced yet, like what it's actually like in the inside. So he said, "I come to Funnel Hacking Live this week. It was the first time I've gone. Part of me hasn't come because it's usually around my anniversary or my wife's birthday and we're traveling. But the other part was that I'm not really a brand hype man. And that's what I see a lot of people posting their experiences. It's all good that others are all about the hype. I'm just not like that. I'm not going to wear the shirt. The backpack they gave out might be used for a beach day, if at all. And the thing is, I like Russell. I've been somewhere in his ecosystem for over 15 years and admire what he's built. I know he delivers, but my Travis homie basically bribed me to come, and so I couldn't say no. Getting over my preconception of what I thought the event was and actually seeing what was really going on was pretty amazing. I like to be proven wrong because that's at the center of growth. So as I was there, I understood what's really going on. See, my perception was that everyone was overhyped about the ClickFunnels brand, the products, or the event. But in reality, experiencing the room, the staff, the presentations, and the experience, you realize that the hype really isn't about the ClickFunnels brand or Russell. The hype is around Russell's belief in his people, the audience. He built this hype machine so that you, in the audience, felt celebrated and believed in. The hype is all about the mission of every person in the room. It's about the dream of each person in the seats. And so he structures the experience around that. So is there hype? 100%. But now I know what the hype is about. It's all about us. It was all about me and my mission, and I can totally get behind that. The lesson is that it's always good to challenge your perceptions, because there may just be something awesome waiting for you on the other side. Thanks, Russell, for being a champion of entrepreneurs and the dream chasers. It blessed me this week." So I thought it was cool, because I know a lot of people think, "Oh, Russell's just about hype. Oh, he's just excited. Oh, there's no substance behind it." And I wanted, from someone who was there, to experience, like, that's what it's about. Like, I don't care about me or ClickFunnels. Like, the celebration is about you as entrepreneurs. That's why we create the awards. That's why we have the speakers. Our 90% of speakers are people in our community who were in the audience last time, who are now on stage sharing their message. And it's just a powerful experience. So I wanted to lead this podcast episode with that. And now I want to dive into some of the craziness of this year. So as you guys know, we went back to Orlando, but we picked a new hotel, and it's actually the hotel that has the largest ballroom in America that doesn't have big columns in between, right? So you don't have to hide behind a column. If we go any bigger than this, we'd have to actually go to an event convention center, which I feel like if we go to convention center, we lose the heart of Funnel Hacking Live, right? Like, I like being in a hotel where your rooms and the event center are close together, right? So that way you can stay up all night networking, having fun, go to bed, wake back up, come back down the room. When you switch to convention center, it just changes that feel, right? They're like, everything's so separate. And so we'll probably be here at least for one more year, maybe 2 or 3 more years, just because it's the only room that'll hold the Funnel Hackers now at this point, which is kind of cool to think about. And so one thing we did this year that we've never done in the past is we did a special, like when we have our event, our schedule for our team is like day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, because it's a 4-day event, right? And typically day 0 is like our day of setting things up. But today, or this year, day 0 became a special day. Day 0 was actually Dan Kennedy Day. And so part of it was, a lot of you know, I bought Dan Kennedy's company last year. He spoke last year's Funnel Hacking Live, and And I think it was the first time he'd been on stage in 5 or 6 years. And they loved him, and he loved it. And so when we came back, he was like, so am I going to speak in front of Hockey Live again? He's like, what if we did a special Dan Kennedy Day, and we just went deep with all the lifers and people who, you know, and he was so excited. I was like, yes, we have to say yes. And so we decided to do this day zero, the day before Funnel Hacking Live. Now, a couple things about it. Number one, it was amazing. Number two, it made, for me and for our entire team, it made the week of Funnel Hacking Live even longer, which is already a lot to do. But we decided to do the special day, and we invited everyone, basically people that would be an active member of the No BS newsletter, which, by the way, if you're not an active member yet, make sure to visit our sponsor at nobsletter.com to get part of the Dan Kennedy newsletter. So every month we send out a print physical newsletter. There's an amazing membership site and other things. But those who were members of that had a chance to come. I think they just paid a $97 ticket deposit. And then obviously, because we're funnel hackers, when someone bought a $97 ticket, we upsold them a ticket to Funnel Hacking Live to come for the full 5 days. But you didn't have to come the full 5 days. If you were a member of the No BS newsletter, you could come for just the Dan Kennedy Day. And so it was interesting because before we did this whole campaign, Dan said, he said 20% of the people who come will come to Dan Kennedy Day. Like he's like, this is the numbers. Like, I've done this a million times. In his confident Dan Kennedy, way. And when we ended up selling tickets and all said and done, and I can't remember, it was 800 and something people in the room. It was like almost exactly 20%. And Dan's like, yeah, I told you. I'm like, okay. He's just the marketing, you know, the head of this, like the, you know, he just understands this world and events. So it's kind of cool to see his prediction come true. And so we got everything set up for that day. And it was fun. The night before, I actually had a chance to go to his room, meet with Dan, and I still am so scared of him, I'm not going to lie. But luckily for that meeting, I invited a guy named Marty Fort. Some of you guys know Marty. He's a Dan Kennedy lifer. And we're trying to do some more projects with him involved inside the Magnetic Marketing Company and brand. And we're talking about to Marty about potentially coming and doing some challenges and live events and bringing back some more of the original OG Dan Kennedy stuff. And so I had a chance to meet with Dan and Marty in Dan's hotel room, which was really nice because I got in there all awkward. And you know, Dan's very much business-like, so what do you want? I'm like, just to hang out? You know, like dorky Russell. And then luckily Marty was able to pick up and be like, hey, this is what we're thinking. And so, but that meeting went really, really well. And that night I went down into the room where Dan was gonna be speaking. And like, I remember I got in there, I was like, the room was cool, but it wasn't quite set right. And so I called the audio video teams and everyone. And Crescent does the whole production for ClickFunnels for Funnel Hacking Live. So they came and had him rechange the whole room up. I felt so bad, but ended up looking so, so good. He gave a little private area for Dan and stuff. And then that night I went to bed. Next morning it was Dan Kennedy Day and we were so excited. And it was interesting because obviously I'm nervous because I want to make sure that Dan has a good time. But also like, you know, it's day zero of the event. I want to make sure everyone's having a good time. And so it's like getting things set up in the room. All of a sudden Mark Joyner walked in. And if you don't know Mark Joyner, I'll talk about him. He spoke on day three, I believe. Maybe day two. I can't remember the schedule right now. But Mark came in the room. And Mark was my first mentor ever. And then Dan was my second mentor ever, right? And so I was like, this is crazy. My first mentor sitting in the room as my second mentor is speaking. And eventually I ended up getting a picture of me and Dan and Mark together, which was like one of the highlights of my life. But anyway, so Mark was there, a whole bunch of amazing people. And then we let everyone in the room. And as we're getting ready, we're backstage. And Dan came in backstage. And obviously I was nervous and awkward. But while we're back there, just kind of, you know, getting prepared. It was so fun because I've never seen Dan like, I don't know, giddy's the right word, but he was like so excited. I remember because we were outside in the hall planning something and all of a sudden like, he kind of like, you know in Seinfeld, the sidler, like they sidle up behind you. Like he sidled up behind the person and I could see him, but the person behind him couldn't. He was standing there and all of a sudden he started talking and scared the person who was like basically towering over. Because he's like, I don't know, he's 6'3", 6'4", he's a big dude, right? So he's towering over this person, they get scared and they kind of separate. And then he comes in, like he tells two jokes and then turns around and runs off and we're like, what just happened? Dan Kennedy just came and like joke bombed us and then took off again. It was kind of fun. So anyway, then the event started. I got to bring Dan on stage. And then Dan had three presentations he wanted to give. And back in the day, Dan would just stand up there and just present. But you know, ever since his sickness, where he almost passed away, his eyesight, and one of the eyes isn't very good. So he can't see slides and things as well. So he likes to have someone there to kind of interview him. And so I had to kind of outline where he wanted to go. So I had this opportunity to interview him, which was really, really fun. And you know, true Dan Kennedy fashion, he got into it and he was just, it was a delight. I had so much fun for the 2 hours. So we went for 2 hours, go back and forth. And it was about his, my presentation I got to interview him about was, he called it, I have the title right here, the methodology I took from varied sources for my success system that never fails. So it was how to like create your own success system, what it looked like, how he kind of created his. And there's so many insights. My favorite line he said at the very end, he was talking about, being a radical and sharing a message that everyone's thinking but nobody dares to talk about, right? He talked about when he was first getting into this business, he would go into these rooms and he would tell what he thought was the truth, right? So whole no BS came from, I'm gonna give you no BS, here's the truth. And he said, when you do that, he's like, there's a third of the room who's addicted to what the doctrine or the dogma is. And so they think you're crazy. And the third of the room doesn't really care. And then there's a third of the room, he said this, the way he said it was so powerful. He said, a third of the room is always waiting for the radical to appear. He's like, that's your job, to step in the room, be the radical. A third of the room will stand up saying, yes, finally, somebody who gets it, and they will follow you. Like, they've been stuck in that room because they didn't know what else to do, and they're waiting for the radical to appear. And I remember he said that, I got chills. I was like, oh, that's a line. That should be a t-shirt and a million other things. It was so good. And so that was kind of the first presentation. Then we broke to lunch, and then we came back. I had to go run and do a million things because obviously FHL is crazy. And so Jim Edwards, who is my partner in crime with Funnel Scripts, he also interviews Dan with me every single month. Him and Dan got together on stage and they went back and forth. And they're like a comedy show. They're so much fun. I had a chance to watch them for a little while, and I had people who were in the audience sending me videos and clips. You should start a Dan and Jim comedy show. But that was really good. So Jim interviewed him on two more topics. One of them was my adventures in 40 years of direct response marketing and the eternal lessons I learned, which was so cool. And then the second one is called How to Develop Exceptionally High Value Lifetime Customers. And so Dan did those three presentations, and it was amazing. And so when it got done, again, I was running, doing a million things. I knew that he was about to wrap up. I ran back over there to the room. Dan came off stage, and you could tell he was beat. He's like, I got to go to my room. I'm like, yes. So he took off, went to his room. And at that exact same time, Justin Benton, who was in the room, he walks in, and he walks backstage. If you don't know Justin Benton, Justin's my inner circle. He's awesome. He's been doing all these cool things behind the scenes, getting the library prepared for. Some of you guys know I'm building this library and this crazy thing. I'm trying to collect all these artifacts. And so he walks backstage and he's holding in his hands the original manuscript to Outwitting the Devil, which is crazy. I bought another manuscript that Napoleon Hill wrote, and I literally paid $10,000 per page for this manuscript. And he's holding the original Outwitting the Devil manuscript from literally my favorite book. And he's like, hey man, here you go. And he hands it to me. I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. This is the coolest thing of all time. I'm mildly freaking out. There's all these people backstage, and I had to be rushed off. I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. I'm like, can you take it back? I don't want to lose it. I don't want to break it. So Justin took it back, and he also told me, hey, by the way, Napoleon Hill's typewriter will be here tomorrow morning. And I was like, are you kidding me? I'm literally, it's the same typewriter he wrote Think and Grow Rich on, and that he wrote Outwitting the Devil on. And the next day, my intro presentation from the funnel for day one of Funnel Hacking Live, it was a presentation called The Drifter versus the Driven, which is all based on a principle from Outwitting the Devil. And I was like, and now I have the actual manuscript and the typewriter here. And so I'll talk about tomorrow's episode, because I'm going to talk more about that first day, day number one of FHL. But anyway, he brought those things, which was so crazy to actually have those at the event and holding them in my hands. I hadn't seen the typewriter, but that night I got to hold the manuscript, and it was crazy. And then from there, I had a race out because we were taking all my Inner Circle members and the Two Comma Club X coaching students and two Comma Club award winners on a special place. One year, we took them all to Hogwarts. We rented out Hogwarts, and we went there and ate, and we had a big party. This time, we decided to do the same thing with SeaWorld. And so I had a race over there. And I'm not going to lie, Hogwarts was way better. I think we're going to try to go back there next year for all my Inner Circle and Two Comma Club members. Just so you know, that's kind of the game plan, because Hogwarts was so cool last year. SeaWorld was good. They didn't really have a spot for us to sit down and eat. I thought everyone's kind of standing and eating, and it was more chaotic and less intimate, and I didn't love that part of it. It was probably as highlight of the entire, as the entire week was, that was probably one of the lower lights of the week. It was great, but it was good, but it probably wasn't great. But the best part though was we got access to the rides, and so my kids and I ran around and we did a bunch of the roller coasters 1,000 times over. I got, character artist to character sketch me and Bowen, one of my sons, which was really cool. And everyone got a chance to hang out and have some fun, and it was kind of a fun way to prepare for the next day, which was going to be day number one. And so anyway, I just want to share with you guys, that's kind of what happened on the first day of Funnel Hacking Live, the pre-day of Funnel Hacking Live. It was amazing, it was chaotic, it was fun, it was exciting. There were ups, there were downs, there were stressors, all kind of stuff. But by far the best part of the whole thing was after I got back from SeaWorld, I had a chance to actually walk into the event room where Funnel Hacking Live is going to happen. And I want to just try to paint a picture of this as best as I can. This is a room, it's the biggest room ever. And we had this stage that was a football field. And we had a huge LED wall behind it. But then above it, we had an LED wall that was even bigger, like, and then wrapped around the entire, this huge room. And then they had these glowing orbs or balls like hanging from the ceiling that were dropping and moving back and forth, and they were changing the color, and they had lasers, and like, it was crazy. I'm sure you guys saw the pictures or the videos from everyone who was there, but it was really like this, like walking in, like took my breath away. I'm like, I can't believe this is our event. And you see the seats, you see 5,000 plus seats there. You know the next day they're going to be filled. People are going to be going crazy. And I was like, I got the butterflies and the nerves. And for me, like, I always have to step on stage before an event just to like help calm those. So I remember getting on stage and looking out like where everyone was going to be the next day. And I'm just like, I can't believe that this is going to be full with our people, with funnel hackers, with entrepreneurs who are a little bit crazy. They're all going to be here together. And I had this insanely cool opportunity to share and to give and to try to change their lives in my little way, which for me is such a huge honor. And so it was just cool looking out, realizing that like, this is what's happening and this is where it's happening. And this is my time. And so I went to bed that night, a little nervous, a little anxious. You know, I stayed up for another probably 2 or 3 hours going through my slides for my intro presentation, because I was like, I got to make sure I deliver tomorrow. Like, everyone's coming from around the world. We have people from almost every country flying here to be part of this amazing experience. And I wanted to make sure that I was able to take them to a place that they'd never been before, and to help them to see what I know they're capable of, and help them to believe that they are capable of it as well. And so that's the goal of Funnel Hacking Live every year. That's what we're trying to do. This year we had a very, we definitely had a theme. This theme was the difference between being a drifter and being driven. And like, we're speaking to the driven, those who want more, who want to accomplish more, achieve more, who want to contribute more. And it was crazy because like, that was the theme in my head. And I didn't tell the rest of the speakers that, but it was crazy how the next 4 days, like that message, that theme, giving every entrepreneur permission to like step up and step into their calling and to actually pursue the thing that they have desires to pursue, making them feel and understand that it's okay. That was what this event was all about. So it was awesome. I had so much fun. It was such a great experience. And so those who were there, thank you for being there. Those who weren't there, I just want to give you a glimpse of kind of what day zero looked like before we get started. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. So if you did, please share it. Please tag me in it. If you got pictures during day zero, tag me. Like, post all your day zero pictures. Tag me in it. Throw links to it. I want to see what happened day number zero for all you guys. Let the world know why they need to make sure they're at Funnel Hacking Live next year. We had, you know, over 5,000 people in the room this year. That room will hold up to 7,000. So there's seats for 2,000 more of you to join us at the table next year. I'm not sure if there's an order form yet. If there is, there'll be one at funnelhackinglive.com. So, you know, that's where you could go and get one if there's one, but make sure you're there next year. You do not want to miss the show. So there's day number zero. I hope you enjoyed it. And I'm excited. Next podcast episode, I'll dive into day number one, which was the most insane day of all time. I don't even know how to handle it, how I can fit it in one episode. I'm doing my best. That said, thanks you guys so much, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.